Nicholas Wade, more than 50 years, was one of the preeminent science writers in the world. 30 years, he worked for the New York Times. He was the editor of the science section at the New York Times. So a couple of the questions that, you know, that I think to me are the main ones. First off, okay, for those of us who have a pretty good idea that this virus came from the Chinese lab in Wuhan, was it deliberate? Was it not deliberate? Well, who's benefiting from this whole pandemic? Okay, that's one question. You know, what does the evidence that we have available to us right now point to? Was it naturally caused? Was it just like, oh, shoot, natural disaster? Or was this something that leaked out of the lab in China, or did China do it deliberately? I, you know, get his take on that. And then the second, which is really probably an even bigger story, which is, okay, tell us about U.S. taxpayer funding that went to coronavirus research at this Wuhan Institute of Virology. Did Fauci sign off on it? Did these other virologists who are supposed to be the watchdogs here, were they the ones who also signed off on it? So is it not in their interest to tell us the truth or to find the truth? That's just a kind of a couple of the questions here, because Tucker Carlson, I mean, he says there needs to be a criminal investigation here on this whole deal. All right, we now have Nicholas Wade on the phone lines with us here. He's only got about 5 minutes, though, apparently. So we'll jump right to it here. Nicholas Wade, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us here.
It's my pleasure.
I just told folks your background, your history as a science writer. You edited the science section for the New York Times. Read your piece last night. What do you think are the biggest takeaways from the research you've been doing on this whole story?
I think the biggest takeaway is that if you look at all the evidence we have so far, the evidence sort of favors lab escape. Now, we can't go beyond that. We have no direct evidence, and the Chinese are not going to give it to us. What I would like to see happen is that the scientists here and around the world come together in some kind of committee and all say the same thing in order to put pressure on China. They should all say, China, unless you give us more evidence, we think the virus came from this lab. So either do that, or we will never trust you again, or whatever. And if that happens, you know, there's a very interesting sort of face-saving formula the Chinese could use, which after all is that the U.S., through the National Institutes of Health, funded this research, so far as we can see. So the two countries could sort of jointly share some blame and then focus on making sure this never happens again.
Very interesting. So you're saying that, look, we don't know really clear. We need more evidence. But based on everything you know about viruses and the way viruses work and the way this type of research works, all the indicators to you point to the fact that it escaped from the lab or was deliberately released. But that's another story altogether. Either way, it points to a lab release of some nature in your viewpoint.
Yeah, there's no evidence whatever for deliberate release. And I just don't bother going into that. But it's, given that we have no direct evidence for either of these two scenarios, natural emergence or lab escape, if you then look at various tests, various bits of evidence, and say, well, which scenario explains these better? I think on every one of them, you can give a sort of much more natural, convincing explanation with lab escape. So that's what makes me think that on present evidence, lab escape is the more probable.
Yeah, and you go into fascinating deep depth of information in your piece at medium.com, where you detail why you believe that the signs point towards a lab release for COVID-19. Dr. Fauci was on Capitol Hill yesterday, had a pretty fiery back and forth with Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, where he was basically asked about this. One of my earlier callers, I thought summed up that conversation very well. He said Fauci was being deceptively precise. It was almost like what he wasn't saying was more telling than what he was saying, because he was trying to make it sound like, oh, no, we were not funding gain of function research, which by gain of function means helping it to become more deadly, basically, right?
Right.
What was your reaction?
That's what Fauci, well, I was just perplexed. It just seems clear that these experiments would have enhanced the virulence of a natural pathogen, and that's the definition of gain of function. It's very broad. So how far you can say he didn't fund such work is a puzzle to me. All I can think of is maybe his position is, well, we, the NIH, didn't fund anything at the WIV. All we did was fund the EcoHealth Alliance in New York. That's the organization that subcontracted to the WIV. And that's one explanation, not a very good one, but that's all I can think of.
Yeah. The other thing that stood out to me from your writing here is some of the very doctors, some of the very virologists, the very experts that we're supposed to lean on to find the truth, to get more of this evidence, were apparently some of the same people who were a part of funding this research at the Wuhan lab in the first place. So it's not in their interest to get the truth out to the American people.
Yes, I was bothered about that in ways I said in the article. I mean, if you look at the international community of virologists, they all have an interest in not having the public look too deeply into their affairs, and particularly into this sort of category of experiment, the gain-of-function experiments, which they have been doing for years. So no one likes sort of regulation and supervision, and this, I think, is what they were all trying to avoid, and therefore not looking too deeply into the possibility of lab escape at Wuhan.
Yeah, fascinating. I know you probably have to run. Can I throw one more question at you, or do you have
sure.
to go? Okay. A lot of discussion about BSL labs, BSL2s, BSL3s, BSL4s. We have a BSL4 lab in Hamilton, Montana, which says, okay, you have to take extra safety precautions. Apparently, that's the crux of this conversation, is that they were doing in a BSL2 lab, which should have only been reserved for a much higher safety level. Is that a good summary?
I think that is a good summary. Now, formally speaking, the international rules allowed you to do this kind of research in the lower safety level of BSL2, BSL3. So they were following international norms. You can argue it should have been done in BSL4, but it certainly wasn't being.
Fascinating insight. Nicholas Wade, greatly appreciate your time and a fascinating read. Thanks for taking some time out with us here this morning.
You're most welcome.